On a sunny fall afternoon in late October, about 12 people gather in a meeting room at Springfield City Hall. They're here to learn about and sign up for health insurance through Cover Oregon. Most are in their 50s and 60s, and the general mood seems to be a mix of anxiety and confusion with a smattering of indignation.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and get started. It's clear you guys have a lot of questions. So what this is going to be is it'll be
Kate Wheeler of Whitebird Clinic is working through a Cover Oregon outreach grant. She and two co-workers are holding these sessions on a nearly daily basis in Eugene and Springfield. Not 3 minutes into her presentation, though, Wheeler has to make a big caveat. The online system isn't fully functional.
I don't have a definite date for you. I know a bunch of people are going to want to know that. We don't have a definite date yet.
So instead, community partners like Wheeler are doing this.
Okay, can you give me your legal name?
Sylvia.
S-Y.
S-Y-L-V-I-A.
A tedious paper application.
So every question on here I'm going to ask you, even if you think it's really silly and shouldn't apply,
okay.
Like if you're pregnant or anything like that, we are going to go through all of them, because that's how the application works.
Okay? Be a real act of God.
63-year-old Springfield resident Sylvia Malding is here because she received a letter in the mail from her current insurer. It said her premiums would more than double at the beginning of the year.
I was just planning to stay with him for the odd year until I got...
Yeah,
but when they
year.
Raised my policy, $340 a month, I can't do that.
You can do better than that if you go through Cover Oregon.
The state health insurance exchange is counting on this promise of better rates and coverage to convince people of all ages and financial situations to sign up. A fully functional website should lubricate the whole process, according to Wheeler.
There's definitely people that we've talked to that want to apply, but they want to do it on their own because they don't want to share that information with another person, but they don't feel that they can apply yet. So I definitely know there's some people who are waiting until it's easy for them to do on their own.
It will also mean a shift in the work of community partners.
I think when it's working and that application process is a lot easier and more transparent, we can hopefully spend more time helping people apply and less time clearing out all the different rumors and worrisome things that people have heard.
A functioning website should also go a long way to attract the all-important younger demographic. Jesse Ellis O'Brien is a healthcare advocate with OSPERC, an Oregon consumer advocacy group that does a lot of work on college campuses.
Students are used to shopping and doing a whole lot of their day-to-day activities online, which older folks are not necessarily. And I think students are probably a little bit less likely to sign up for coverage using the paper applications, which is what folks are doing now.
Back at the information session in Springfield, the only young person in the room, 18-year-old Kendra Smith, gets up and walks out before the session even starts.
I was going to try and sign up for medical insurance, see if they could help me, but that didn't quite happen. The lady couldn't answer a simple question that I had, so...
Smith is currently uninsured, and she says she'll try to look for help elsewhere. But when asked if she knows where...
I don't. I'm going to look online, but that's about it.
Exactly when Cover Oregon's website will be fully functional is still unknown. Last Friday, the governor said it may not be fixed before the new year. After missing their first two deadlines, officials are hesitant to publicize another. For KLCC News, I'm Jess Burns.